Today's Daf Yomi is Sota Daf Tes Zayin, Sota 16. Today's Daf Yomi tells us that Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, B'shlosha Mekomos Halacha Okevas Mikra, that there are three places in which we say the Halacha is Okevas. It overrides, it turns over a biblical verse. And the three examples of this are as it relates to the mitzvah of kisoy adam, of covering over the blood of a bird or a chaya, of a wild animal, that after it's slaughtered, the blood needs to be covered over. That the Torah says you're supposed to use earth, but really the rabbis come along and say, no, you don't only need to use earth. You could use anything where something could grow. And a second example is by a razor. The Torah tells us that a nazir is prohibited to cut their hair of their head with a razor, and we're told, and that's a prohibition in general, that you're not allowed to cut the hair of your head with there are certain parts of your head you're not allowed to cut with a razor. And the Torah tell, and the rabbis come along and say, it's not just with a razor, but you're not allowed to cut with any tool. And when you have to cut it at the end of your Naziris, you also can use any tool, not just a razor. And the third case is the Torah says to write a get on a sefer, which literally means a scroll. And the Torah, and the rabbis come along and say you could use any instrument, anything. You could write it on a leaf of an olive, or on a piece of paper, or on a board. And so we see that these are three examples of where halacha is okeves the mikra, where the rabbis overturn a verse. And this seems like just an innocuous gemara that, okay, so there are three examples where the halacha is okeves mikra. And we say this is such a powerful point. The Torah is telling us, the Talmud is telling us, that the rabbis have the power to overturn the written Torah, to overturn the Torah. What a powerful concept in the Talmud.